Hello everyone, this is Carly on Fresh Jump Radio, and today is the 22nd of September, which is we are going to have this really huge event at Shinjuku FNB today. This is the event is from Stronger Figs presented, and it's kind of like an event for their like debut, like a celebration stuff. And then today, you know, the event is organized by Stronger Figs, but we kind of like supported them. And then Yukino, Higo and Chuck are also going to perform tonight as a band again. So it's gonna be like a special set for them, because usually they're performing on their own. I mean, like Yukino alone and then Chuck alone, there's like a triple A play. But you know, as you know, like we tried the band set this time when we went to London in July, and then they kind of like liked it. So they're again trying that one tonight. So if you're interested in, maybe, I don't know, maybe still tickets available. I can't say, this is a recording radio, so I can't say anything certain. If you're interested in, please check our Facebook page, and we probably, you know, and then they posted some posting about articles about the tonight's event. So yeah, and then I hope I can see the guys there as well. And today, guest, yeah, we are going to have a Kenji. And usually we talk over Skype, but this time because Kenji is in Tokyo, so we're gonna talk about like so many things in person. And yeah, so today's like a song from Kenji's side, and then the first song is from Kenji and Yuki, and then this is called Cliché. Enjoy it.
Almost not so late.
You are listening to Fashion Radio, and that was today's guest Kenji and Yuki with Krisha. So, Kenji-san! Welcome, Kenji-san!
Thank you! Well, good to see you guys.
Good to see you again. I didn't expect this, like, I could see you like this.
It feels like kind of strange, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it feels like a year ago, or like, it feels like yesterday, I don't know. But it was kind of good to see, you know, the familiar faces, you know. And, you know, from those guys, you know, came to London for Hyper Japan.
Yeah.
And that was only months ago, you know,
but
like almost.
It was like, from now, I mean, like this recording day, yeah, it was like a month ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, but it's already 1 month, but I still can't believe that we actually went there. I was like not dreaming at the time, but now if I look back, that I feel like it was like a dream.
Very hectic.
Yeah.
Very. It was crazy.
It was a really, really, really busy 10 days. I think. Like so many things happened that we've already talked about this in a pop talk show.
Yes.
Like a month ago already, but again, I want to say like it was like a really, you know, so many things, so many happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
yeah, it's done.
Yeah, it's done. Yeah. We went through that.
Yes, we did. We did.
How then, was it? How was it? Like, it was like a first, like a time to try that project for us, and then
You know, we talked about it for like months and months. So
yeah.
You know, we thought we were ready. But you know, things happen.
Yes.
So. You know, we kind of had to sort of find a way to kind of get things through and that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I learned a lot from that.
Yeah, you know, I think
so. Things, you know. Yeah. But I enjoyed it. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, definitely. It was really fun. Yeah.
You know, the pub kai?
Yeah, pub talk.
I mean, pub talk. I think that time, that moment, I think I was already sort of, you know, I'm kind of already so relaxed and so,
Like you were saying so many like serious stuff, and then you like saying like you're gonna revenge again.
Yeah, for that particular, you know, chat project, I think you know, I'd like to do that again, you know, and then I'm kind of getting ready for that actually. I'm going back to London tomorrow.
Well, yeah.
And I'm gonna start working on those tracks again. And
I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fun, I think.
Yeah, it's gonna
be fun. You guys talking like you. Maybe you will perform new songs as well.
Yes, and also like maybe we do a bit of like, collaboration type of, you know, things with Chuck over some Colors tracks.
Too. Yeah.
So, gonna be fun.
It should be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And as you said, like we are kind of in a process to organize a Halloween party again this year.
Yeah.
In London, not in Tokyo.
Yeah. I think by the time you know, this radio is, you know, on the air, like, I think we should be working on Halloween. I mean, we're still thinking about the venue, either. And you know, and the bay to go with, or like you know, going back to Bethnal Green. Either way, but you know, thing is, I think at the moment they are republishing, you know,
republishing, yes.
The floor. So we'll see, you know, how it's like, and then we decide, you know, which way to go with.
I really like that one, by the way.
Yeah, definitely.
They're so unique.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, like, well. As you said earlier, like in Japanese version, yeah, I understand. Like, I agree. Like that, the stage is quite small.
Since we have some dancers, so we dance performers. So if the stage gets bigger, I think it might be better for us to kind of, you know, go with them for the future events. You know, including those dancers. Yeah.
I see.
We see.
Yeah, because like last year, you know, we had so many people at the Halloween party in London.
Yeah.
And it seems like it went well.
Mm.
So, well, maybe this year again, like, are we going to try?
Yeah.
Even the bigger event.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, we see.
It's still like, because this is really, it's recorded, so this is still August. So
yes.
I don't know, I'm not living in London, so I can't tell.
But Koichi and I, you know,
yeah.
we've been talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
And hopefully, like, I don't know, hopefully, like, I will go back to London again this year.
Yeah.
Maybe in around that time, like
yeah,
in
definitely.
November or October.
Yeah.
Like Akio-san said, like he really wants to go there.
Maybe
again.
Halloween time can be perfect.
Yeah, I think so.
Since he's kind of, you know.
Yeah.
He's become a member of the
fashion. Member of the fashion.
Well,
he's already here.
Yeah, officially.
Officially, yeah, he is a.
Well, I guess you know. We're talking in Japanese, you know, version earlier, but yeah, because we had so many things, you know, during this Hyper Japan.
Yes.
So, you know, having Akiyoshi-san at that time was quite, you know,
helpful
and
yeah.
It's big, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, especially like mentally, kind
yeah.
of. Yeah. I've been supportive. Personally.
It could be like a really revives and yeah,
yes.
like a supportive.
Yeah.
So, well, like now he knows how to. Get
what
on the airplane.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, now yeah. He knows how to travel.
How to travel, yeah.
So, because I told him
okay.
everything. So.
How to get on the tube.
Yes, exactly. How to,
how to
top up
cigarettes.
On the card. And then exactly, and then how to talk to girls as well.
Yeah, how to talk to girls. Yeah.
So, yeah. Maybe, like, he doesn't need me anymore.
Right.
Maybe he can go to London on him own.
Mm.
So, well, maybe. I don't know, I'm not sure. Maybe I can't do that this year, but you're gonna do that, I think.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, I think he's nodding. Yeah, yeah. That means yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so then today's the second song, and then this is from Colors.
Yeah.
And this is my favorite song, Ooh. Flight Night. Enjoy it.
Oh.
You're listening to Flash and Radio, and that was Colors with Flight Mind. なんだよ。やらねえよ。はい。
Right.
Right. So, as we have a Keiji here today, like, we should talk something.
Well,
something interesting.
Well, thing is, you know, this is my first time being back in Japan in the summer in 15 years.
15 years.
So that's first time in 15 years. So I've been kind of basically melting.
Literally melting.
Literally melting. It's kind of unbelievable because usually in London, if you want to get sweat. You go jog or you know,
gym.
You go to gym to kind of sweat
on purpose.
But
yes.
Here, you're just standing, and you can sweat. You know,
a lot.
You sweat like a, what is it? Like waterfall.
It's like a sock tree.
Yeah. Feels like you know being in a sauna.
Yeah,
you're just
I know.
Walking on the street.
You can't breathe well.
It's just crazy.
It's so humid.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I know.
It's been too much.
But I have to say, this wasn't so bad this year.
Really?
Because we had this some, not cold, but like a cool, good days. Mm. It was like around 30 degrees. Mm. Even if it was like a 30 degrees, it's not a hot day in Japan. Because when it gets worst, it could be like a 40 or 43 degrees. Mm. So,
but a friend just came back from Kumamoto.
Mm.
He told me that it's just way hot, too hot.
Yeah, like in the west side now. Yeah, it's crazy.
So it feels kind of more. He told me that you know Tokyo is actually better. You know, cooler.
Much better, I think.
Compared to.
And we've got only one typhoon so far.
Oh, really?
So usually it comes like almost every day. Oh. But this year we've got only one so far.
Okay.
So I think that's like something is wrong with this like weather.
Okay.
Global warming, I don't know. Something is going on. I have no idea what it is, but.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So. Actually, it wasn't so bad for me, but when I went to Rock in Japan Festival, it was really hot. Yeah.
Did you enjoy it? Like, are you,
lineup was amazing. Like, for me, like, so many of my favorite Japanese bands performed, so I had so much fun. But because of the weather was really hot, it was, like, a totally, like, no clouds, like, it was, like, a really strong sunny day. And degree was, like, I don't know, at 55 or something. Yeah. So I almost actually, like, faint. I almost, like, yeah. Because of the weather. And I forgot to take a cap. So, yeah.
Yeah, so for me, this is just been crazy. And I don't like air conditioner either. You know?
Yeah, same.
Just, I don't know, in the morning you just feel, you know what I mean? But you can't sleep without using it. So, you know, I use it, but I feel, I don't know, like a drainer, you know, in the morning.
Yeah.
Like it feels like, you know, go, you know, don't
kind of like, yeah.
You know?
I feel the same
strange,
as well.
Yeah.
And especially because my boyfriend put like 19 degrees or something on an air conditioner. And that's really cold for me.
Yeah.
So I have a blanket, like sharing with him, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like, even I have a blanket, I always feel like every day I feel like it's really cold. Mm. So I have to wear like, you know, long sleeve shirts or something, which I don't have now.
Mm.
So always like, I'm just freezing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not used to, you know, having this air conditioning thing, so yeah, it's been just strange, you know. And then you get out, you open the, how to say, front door, and you feel the heat, you know what I mean? It's too much.
There's like a huge like differences between the inside and outside, and especially because you don't feel like any humidity inside, but once you open the door, Yeah, like every, like...
Yeah, to hit, hits you.
To hit you. But... Literally hits you. So...
yeah.
I understand. But it's going to be over now, so... And you're going back to London anyway, so... So envy you.
I'm kind of looking forward to, you know, going back that
of
way.
Course.
And then, you know, I'm looking forward to coming back in the winter.
Yeah, I think it's better. Or even the springtime, like for hanami season. That's the best timing, I think.
Yeah.
So, like, seriously, like, August is not the best timing to visit. Well, like, there are so many, like, music festivals, and then it's nice to go to a public pool or, like, a beach.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't recommend this season to come.
Yeah.
Right, so... Yeah. Okay, you know, I just kind of like forgot that this is a radio show. Like, I tried to talk to him as like...
We're just chatting.
Like a personal... yeah, questions like, are you planning to do something next week or something like that? Yeah.
Well, that's simply true. Like when I go back, I probably start working on, you know, organizing for the Halloween with Koichi.
Yeah.
And maybe towards the end of the year, you know, obviously Christmas coming.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
You know, we think about, you know, something for that. We have some ideas for the next year.
Really? So, already?
So.
Oh my god.
But it's still, you know, kind of not really 100% clear. So, you know, I think we can talk about it, you know, when things are a little bit more. Kind of set, and and then you know I want to do something, you know, again like you know when I'm in Tokyo, again like a colored Tokyo.
I love to do that though.
Yeah.
I really want
just
to.
Just too short, you know, this time, but
yeah,
maybe next time I come back, maybe we can do something.
Even like if that's not the event we organize, like maybe we can like try to go some like a venue to book us. Yeah, done.
Well, and then personally, I'm thinking of doing some, you know, new project. And then maybe Mr. Kiyoshi will be on board, and maybe Mr. Obishi, maybe. And Kawaii as well. So, yeah, I'm
how
looking
can
forward
I help
to
you?
Working on these you know, new things as well. Yeah.
That's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
I think, okay, because you have this, like, colors project, and then you're working as a like a promoter and an eventer as a in a fly jam and
also you know like a cliche you know
Yuki
this time I saw Yuki for over some yakiniku
sounds good.
A week ago and like we were talking about maybe doing something again
in London or
well you know matter? just between London and Tokyo
okay
you know?
So like over internet, maybe that you guys can work together again. And oh, nice!
So many things are on the way.
Wow!
So I'll be busy next
year. Yeah, pretty sure that like, you're gonna be very busy.
Yeah.
And then we again like try to organize like another London tour
definitely.
For next summer.
Yeah.
So if that happens, that means like you're gonna get the really crazy.
Yeah.
Busy.
Crazy summer. Okay.
But hopefully, like next time, we won't get to any issues and happenings.
Or we are ready to sort it out.
Yeah, we kind of like grown up. I think we like.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think,
learned so many things.
We got stronger.
Yeah. It's kind of like a could be like a very like capable and flexible.
Yes.
To sort out a lot of problems. Like
definitely.
Got like a much smarter than.
Definitely.
I think.
Yeah.
And now we have Akiyo-san as an official staff, so
yes.
He can compose songs and he can play drums and all kind of instruments.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's now. I mean, he actually offered me like maybe I can teach him English.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
and
he's
now he knows how to talk to European women too. So.
Yes!
Yeah.
You told him like how to talk to them.
Did I? Maybe Dan taught him.
Well, like, yeah, he's in a process
yeah,
about
in the process.
That as well.
Yeah.
So, hopefully.
Yeah.
Soon.
Like, you know, you guys have a Roppong here, so you know, he can keep on, you know, working on it.
Well, I feel like a Roppongi is not the good place. No? Hang out, like,
really?
There are like some like a crazy falling people there.
Yeah.
I don't want to like offend anyone, but like I heard like some people are really like,
so you guys
mentally
really
crazy. I don't.
Okay.
I don't. Only like in Shibuya or Shinjuku, as you know, like there is a Shinjuku Nichome.
Nichome.
And then like people around the Shinjuku Nichome are like kind of quite nice.
Okay.
To talk and hang out. Okay. So yeah, that's my favorite place to visit.
Cool.
I don't go there often though, but still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, or maybe I can just have this like a personal event or party.
Mm.
And then just invite friends.
Yes.
And then, yeah, he can learn English.
Yes.
By talking to my friends. And
yes.
Then,
yes.
How about that?
Yeah.
And maybe next time when he goes to London.
For some reasons.
Yeah, because this is like an English version, so he just tried to understand every conversation.
Okay.
Yeah. He's learning now. Well, maybe next time you go to London, yeah. You're gonna talk to some girls though. Or maybe some girls who listen to this radio show already interested
already,
in you.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe who knows?
So, yeah.
Anyway. I shouldn't talk more about that. Good shit. Yeah, so it was really great to have you, Kenji, here.
Thank
and
you for
then
me.
It's kind of like sad that like, I wouldn't see you. A bit.
For
so, yeah. Hopefully this year again.
Yeah,
in
sure.
November, but I'm not sure about that, so maybe next year again.
Okay.
I really hope that, yeah.
No worries.
See you again. Hi. Is that okay?
Sure.
Yeah. That was really lovely. Thank you so much, Kenji.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Well, we had a Kenji as a guest today, and it was really lovely to talk to him again like this. And, well, surprisingly, like, we didn't talk about a relationship stuff this time, though. But yeah, you know, usually, like, when we get drunk, like, we usually talk about other things, and then he's seen so many things about my relationships, like, in the past and now. So, yeah. Well, I just kind of, like, hoped to talk about that, but yeah, it's okay. It was really fun anyway. And then maybe next time when we have you again, then we're gonna talk about that. Maybe, hopefully. So this radio show is broadcasted on every Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday we speak in Japanese and Thursday we speak in English. And remember, you know, like we're having this like a huge event tonight, so if you're interested in this, I'm gonna put the details, and hopefully I'll see you tonight, or if I don't, well, I'll see you next week again on this radio show. Thank you so much, and bye bye.